Blog Talk Radio.
We can't hear you, sis.
Welcome to TV and the Boys with Crystal TV Booker, George Fucking Boy Holman, Roger Hawkins, and Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct to YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts, bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from TV and the Boys.
Hey.
Was that an in and out? Did Roger get put on timeout?
I don't know. Oh, did you see him? I didn't even see him come in.
Yeah, he showed up. Hey. He was waving, and then he just fell off.
Oh, no, that was the intro. So,
Okay. Anyway. I just
how are you doing, everybody? We got a little technical gift-talking going on right now. We got one that we can't hear. And you know what? I think I know why.
Okay.
Crystal, speaky, pleasey. Yeah, she was
hello.
Muted on the system.
Oh.
I just looked over. She had, yeah, your mute didn't come off Blog Talk. I just looked over at it and it was muted. So I unmuted you. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Cat got your tongue?
Apparently. Well, everyone, we have a great show for you tonight. We're going to tackle the topic of, is age just a number or is love enough? And we have Counselor Michelle Bracco. She sent in her video so we can hear her take on the topic. So please look forward to that. But without further ado, Mimi, what is on the drink special tonight?
Oh, shoot. Do I have my intro? Okay.
It's Mimi's drink special. Mimi, let her know what you're sipping on.
Oh, you guys already know. Look, I still got my big bottle. I got a little bit left. Do y'all see this right here? I got a little bit left. It's not a little bit. That's probably like five more shots, but I'm killing one tonight, so it'll probably be four more. But this is agave tequila, and I'm having my tequila with the good old Coca-Cola. We need to talk to Coca-Cola about this one right here. So, yeah, so this is what it looks like. As usual, you know, I got to have my big glass. So, guys, tell me what you guys are sipping on.
CB? Nothing.
CB, nothing today? No. That's okay, Mama. That's okay. We don't have to have it all the time. George, I know you got some over there. What's that you drinking? I saw that. You're a little happy over there. Okay. And you got a big laugh. Okay, let's go.
That's a slurricane, baby.
Yes. I see you started already. Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know, that's that E40 right there, right?
Yes, that looks like a lot of trouble.
It's E40's. This is a sweet tea.
Okay.
And it's,
okay, is it good?
Oh, it's very good, and it's very sweet. It's sweet tea. It tastes just like sweet. It tastes like McDonald's sweet tea.
Okay, well, you know, that's dangerous right there. But yeah,
he's got a green one and an orange one. I keep wanting to try them, but I can't stop drinking this one long enough to try the other two.
Right. That makes
of course,
total
I'm
sense.
A sweet tea.
Okay.
I'm a sweet tea fanatic, so
Yeah, so that works for you.
There you have. Right.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. Well, CB, what we got, baby?
George, do you have any drink tips? I mean,
business tips? Negative, not tonight. We're not doing business tips tonight. But have y'all been paying attention to this extra stuff in the news?
Okay, well, watch. There's been a lot of stuff lately.
And well, the latest thing that I was looking at today, the president came on here. And he is attacking everybody about gas taxes.
Mm.
He's removing the 18% gas tax from that the government takes. He's removing it for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
He's ordering the local governments to remove their gas tax. Local government gas tax on the average across the U.S. is 30%. And I think it was Minnesota that had the highest at like 57. But they're wanting them to, he's ordering them to remove their gas tax for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's ordering the city level to remove their gas tax. And he's giving them incentives, and he's giving them incentives to do it. So, if all that pulls off, we'll be looking at least a dollar, maybe a dollar and a half a gallon. It will drop. And then he also went on a big spiel about the gas corporations gouging. Because apparently gas should have dropped 50 cents a month ago. The gas prices dropped 50 cents a month ago, but it didn't drop at the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So that extra 50 cents, the gas company's just been keeping. They just kept it. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wild, man. It's wild. How much is gas by the gallon where you guys are at? I know over here it's like $6 and change. It's absolutely ridiculous right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be livid. But yeah. Over here, premium is $5.39.
Yeah.
And the regular is like $5.39, running basically a dollar difference.
Mm-hmm.
I know I put premium in my motorcycle. I walked into the gas tank, and the dude, $25, said, I need that on pump 3. He's like, ain't you on that motorcycle? I was like, yeah. And I went out. And it took $23 and some change to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back in to get my change. He goes, man, I didn't think you was getting anywhere near $25 in that gas tank. That's why I asked if you were on the motorcycle. He's like, I ain't never seen a gas take $25 to fill a gas tank. And I was like, yeah. I said, one, it's premium, and two, it's high as hell, so drop your prices.
Right. Yeah, so see, in an area in Georgia earlier in the week, it was like $6 or something, and I don't know where the hell that was, but it is showing online that it's $4.45. So, okay. I mean, I guess I could live with that. I haven't been to the gas tank in about a month because I don't go nowhere, really. But when I do move, it's like, okay, hold on, let me make sure that this bad boy is filled up to the rim. $40 used to do it, now it's like 65, 70 almost.
I know, right?
Yeah, scary.
But what we are going to do here is, we're going to take a quick music break.
Let's do it. Let's do it right quick.
All right. Here we go.
Let me take you to a place where there is understanding. Where I'm blown.
That was a nice song.
Yeah.
It really was. It definitely has to have been a 1990 what, because that shit was long as hell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little over. It's a little over 6 minutes. Yeah, it's like six and a half minutes.
Yeah. 19 what? 1980. No, but it was nice, but it was soothing. We needed to get some soothingness back while we have our little drink and a little thing. I wish my mama would get her little drink over there, because things seem a little uptight in the But it's all good.
Well, the thing is, you know, what people don't know is when, you know, it takes a lot to put on a show like this, and things do happen.
Yeah.
So when you guys see me looking stressed, you just know something's happened. But, you know,
right.
we get
right.
it under control, you know. So I just want our
yeah.
listeners and those watching us to know that, you know, we got it. We got this. But, you know,
yeah,
with me, I got to work on my game face, y'all. But, you know, I'm working on it. But sometimes, you know, when you want things to be perfect, and if they aren't going perfect, it's hard to hide when things aren't going perfect like they should be.
It's technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. And it happens, you know. It happens. It happens. But, you know, so everyone knows we're actively looking for another platform. So look forward to that. And when we find one, then those technical difficulties will be very few and far between. So everyone definitely look forward to that. But, you know, we're still
yeah.
growing. We've only been at this for 2 years. So, you know, we're still finding, you know, the perfect equipment, the perfect everything. So we'll get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Meantime,
we're getting by. We're doing
it. Fabulous show. Yeah, in the meantime,
That's
we
right.
still have a fabulous show. And we're here. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So in the movies, I watched a lot of movies over the last weekend. And the new film that starts tomorrow, The Black Phone, starring Ethan Hawke. And surprisingly, in this film, Ethan Hawke plays a villain who
mm-hmm.
abducts children and kills them. So there's a big twist in this film. It's thrilling. It holds your attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well acted, and you don't know. It's not one of those cliche films where you where everything's predictable, because it's not. And the twist is different, because what The Black Phone represents, it's this kid gets abducted, and the black phone is where in the room where he where the guy has him, where Ethan Hawke has him held captive. And the black phone hasn't worked. It's not plugged up to anything, yet it rings. And it's just it's such a twist. It's very unique, very creative. It's a script, I would say, that we haven't seen before. So
mm-hmm.
I think everyone will enjoy it. And when the phone rings, it is the ghost of the boys who were there previously, and they were talking to him, trying to help him. So.
Well, I don't need to go see the movie now.
No, you need to go see
I
want to
see that. I want to see that. I want to see that movie.
It's really, really, really good, and I think everyone's going to enjoy it. It's going to have a big opening weekend. It's going to do very well. I really feel it's going to go down.
That's like one of those. Is that like one of those movies? Because you saw it already, right? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it already. Okay, so is that one of those movies that have, like, 10 actors and, like, they're about to make, like, $100 million even though they only put, like, $5,000 in the budget? Is that, like, one of those films?
No, actually, it looks like it's a good budget film.
Yeah.
The flashbacks are really good. The kids are really good actors. The kids really did a good
yes.
job.
Yes.
So
that's
why
I want to see it, too.
Yeah, it's really good. It holds your attention for sure. And you're on the edge of your seat because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if he gets out. You don't know if he's stuck. You don't know if he joins his predecessors. You don't know. And that's what I love about films like that. It draws you in, and you're watching to see what's going to happen next.
Right. That must be the director must be the one from that movie. What's the name of that movie where the little clown and the little freaking bicycle was in the basement and people was cutting off their legs and shit. What's the name of that dumbness?
It.
They had part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It.
That's it, and it's Stephen King.
Okay. So yeah, so I'm wondering if he had anything to do with that, because that's the same type of, you know, crazy shit.
It is, and the way it was filmed is very similar to that. Just the type of film where it seems kind of vintagey, kind of. So it does kind of give you that feel. But it's really good. Another good film that everyone really, really, really must watch is Top Gun. Top Gun is excellent. Tom Cruise reprises his role as Maverick Mitchell. And he is just amazing. Val Kilmer reprises his role as Iceman. Be prepared for tissues because it's a tearjerker, without a doubt. But it's beautiful to see those characters again aged. And because before the film starts, now everyone teases Tom Cruise saying, you know, he just doesn't age. Well, before the movie starts, he does a speech, you know, welcoming everyone to the theater, you know, and everything. He doesn't have on any makeup. He's just him and his element. Dude has aged. Like, he's really aged. No makeup, no nothing, just natural. You can see all the wrinkles. He's just him. And, you know, so great personality, but he's aged. He's really aged, but in
well, you know
films,
what? He's been in the industry.
Amazing.
He's been an actor forever, like from a little boy. Yeah. So it's like, you know, people always want to see this young person, this unaged person. No, we age, people.
Well, whoever does his makeup is amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing, amazing, amazing. And I shout out to the makeup artist out there, because if you could see him without his makeup, without, you know, anything to unage him, you'd be like, man, these people are miracle workers. And when you look at some of the older legends who look amazing on film even now today, like, you know, it's amazing. It really is amazing to be able to unage someone, to make them look younger.
Thank God for makeup.
Makeup, collagen, Botox, all that. And another Hollywood secret is they are taping people's skin. So you younger. So they tape it.
I've seen those videos.
You know? Yeah, and
you push
it
back the skin
really
and then
does,
you tape it.
Yeah, it does wonders. It looks amazing.
But let me tell you something right quick.
On.
If you know that if you did that with Vaseline over a period of time, it would do the very same thing without you having to tape your skin. You just have to be consistent at it. Just a FYI little Caribbean tip on
didn't know that.
Facials and stuff.
Just seeing that, it was just, you know, amazing to watch. Another good film, which is really good, is Jurassic World. The special effects on that are totally on point. It really is. And the storyline, the plot, it even flows. Everything just makes sense. And to me, it's a fitting finale for the series. I think that there should be no need to make another one. I think that everything came full circle. All the old characters came back, you know, including Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, Laura Dern. Everyone came back. So it was cool to see the old and the new, and everyone's still running from dinosaurs, from somebody else's stupidity. Because one thing about it is it all comes down to money and power. And where there's, you know, where there's money, there's going to be someone who's money hungry and who wants more. And one thing I find is that, you know, as humans, it is our nature to want more. And, you know, and it seems like people don't care if you're entitled to it or not. You want it, you see it, you go for it. And and that's basically, you know, what the power play was in this. And when you see it, you know, it's going to make you angry because everything that happened in the film could have been prevented, like everything.
Right.
Everything could have been prevented. But it was good. It was the special effect. You would think the dinosaur was sitting right there. Like, it was crazy how they did
that. I got to go see that, too.
And yeah, and the actors did an amazing job on that as well. So, now, for the kiddies, Buzz Lightyear started last weekend. And, you know, it's not a bad film. It's one of those films that leaves you with a lot of questions as an adult. If you're a kid, you're going to like it because it's Buzz Lightyear. Chris Evans is a great job as Buzz. You know, Kiki Palmer is also in it. She plays Buzz's partner's granddaughter, and that's a long story in itself. But anyway, a lot of the things that happened in the film didn't make a lot of sense. But as far as, you know, kiddie films go, it's going to do well because it's Buzz Lightyear. But for me, as an adult who likes the Toy Story series and the character Buzz, it's a chance to get to see the origins of Buzz and where this character came from and what prompted them to make a toy for this character and blah, blah, blah. And it still leaves you with a lot of questions, like, some of the things that happened just didn't make a lot of sense. But another film that I recommend people see multiple times because you'll have to understand it, but it is starring Michelle Yeoh and Jamie Lee Curtis. And it came out actually a couple of months ago, and I think it's on Netflix or Hulu, one of those streaming thing. It might be Amazon Prime, who knows. But it's called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And when I tell you this film is weird, this film is weird. But surprisingly, it actually was pretty good because it gives you a chance to really stretch the imagination and to even think that maybe in another universe, these things could actually happen. Just the thought that maybe there is another universe and we're all characters in another universe doing something different, experiencing different things. And this film just kind of lets you kind of open your mind to that possibility. And it's all over the place. It's over two hours long. But it definitely holds the attention. But after you see it the first time, it leaves you with many, 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 many questions. So I recommend people seeing it multiple times because in order to really, really understand it, that's what is required because you're not going to get it the first time. There's no way. So I recommend people see it multiple times. But to see Michelle Yeoh in such a character – she really showed her acting range, that she can be funny. Of course, we know she can be dramatic. She can be a mother. She can be a sister. She can be anything. She even sang in the film, which is funny. She can't sing. But she really did her thing. And, of course, they had to show the kung fu and the martial arts, which she's known for. So that was totally up her alley. But there were some funny aspects about it. It's a delightful film. It definitely holds your attention, but it's all over the place because one minute she's in this universe, next minute she's in another universe. So it's about the multiverse, which a lot of films, it looks like, have turn to when you have Doctor Strange in the multiverse. You have Spider-Man in the multiverse. And also, Avengers really kicked it off when everyone disappeared in Avengers, the final one, and Thanos snapped his fingers and everyone disappeared and they're like in the multiverse somewhere. So the multiverse is a big thing now in films, very popular. So this film definitely kind of coincides with that. But in all honesty, I would say it's a good film. I could see it being nominated for an Oscar, for sure. I can see it being nominated because it's just that type of film. It's very weird, and it definitely holds your attention, without a doubt. So that's it for In the Movies with CD. So everybody, check out the film.
So, guess what I got?
Uh-oh. So, what you got?
You guys know, but most of our listeners don't know is that we have our own clothing line. And
what?
So I ordered one of our products, and it came in our own clothing line box.
That is so cool.
We got our own packaging.
Wow.
Oh,
packaging
look at
with
that.
It and everything.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that a request that you made from the company when you said, or when you set up the account, like, okay, you know, this is how I want stuff packaged, la, la, la? No? Oh, that is so freaking cool then. Yeah, I love
it. They did it on their, they did it on their own.
They're a keeper.
That looks good.
Yes, the nice little box. Let me see what you got.
Not your tailors, baby.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool.
Wow.
Oh,
those are really dope.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, keep them white ones until we go on the cruise. We could all rock some of those. I like that. Go, Stevie.
Nice.
Go, Stevie. Hey. I like that. That's hot.
Wow.
Have you tried them on yet? No.
Yeah. And, of course, I had to give me a notepad to keep my notes on.
I love that. I got to get me one of those.
Yeah.
I definitely got to get me one of those. That's neat. Wow.
We are slipping. We need to get up in the matchbox and place our orders.
Man, we are a friend. That is so cool.
I love it.
That is so, so cool. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so guess what I got?
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
No, a hell of a kick. I like that. That's a good kick. Okay, so.
No pun intended.
No. Phoebe, I know that you have to have seen this. I don't know if I'm going to beat you to mentioning it, but did you check out Amber Heard? She's reportedly set to write a tell-all book. And she has nothing to lose after Johnny Depp trial. What are your thoughts on that?
I saw that. That it'll be a book of lies. And the thing is she's threatening to write one because she thinks she's going to blackmail Elon Musk and anybody else that has money. She'll pretend that she's going to write a book and put their name in it. And because she has fans, they're going to believe her. Because I think she really messed up when she did this interview with Savannah Guthrie with Good Morning America. I think she really, really messed up when she did that interview because she just sat there and lied the whole time, just lied. And she will not own up to the fact that she got exposed, that people know her lies. I mean, we sat through weeks and weeks and weeks of the trial. And she was like, and there are evidence that still hasn't been shown. Everything was shown. And the thing is, everything that's coming out with the trial that she had helped the Sun newspaper. She was a witness, and she testified in that, but she lied. And now the judges
yes.
and the courts are picking up on the fact that she perjured herself under oath. So
right.
she's in a lot of hot water.
Yes.
She's in a lot of hot water.
Yes.
And the thing is,
but you know what's interesting? There's
going to
be a, of course, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to support her, because you have a lot of crazy people that are just like, oh, Amber, we love you. You know, somebody is rooting for her little stink ass, and that might probably be a tell-all book that a lot of people are just going to buy, because she's going to put so much juice in it.
She's
almost like
juice,
the video Vixen.
Yeah.
Back
it's
in the day.
A lot of
got, it, yeah, but for the most part, there's going to be some juice in there that's going to make some people wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she needs to be really, really careful how she's treading these waters, because people with money, anyway, I'm going to leave it right there, ..
Yeah.
Amber.
Exactly.
Just be careful,
you know,
little chick.
She did this to herself. You know, the
yeah.
jurors even said that when she was crying, there were no tears. None.
Yeah.
Her credibility
yeah.
was shot. It was proven that the photos of her so-called bruises or Photoshop. It was run through a
yeah.
photo editing.
She was just
and when
messy.
She tried to say, oh, it's the lighting. When you take a picture, if you take a picture once and then you take another picture, you can't take it the exact same way each time. It's impossible.
Right.
Something is going to be different. Something's going to be changed. The only thing
right.
she did was she changed the lighting when she
yes.
edited the picture. So,
mm-hmm.
and she got busted. And she still swears up and down, those are authentic. No, they weren't. Not to mention,
right.
one of the pictures she took, there was a calendar in the background. She wasn't even with Johnny when she took that picture. So, she won't own up to anything.
Yeah.
She won't own up to anything.
What about the one with the bruise kit in the background?
Yes. Yeah, that part. It's
right.
like she has been proven to be untrustworthy. And I really feel for Johnny going through that stuff. But one thing that this case has definitely shed the light on is that domestic violence has no gender. It's
yeah.
not just women that get victimized. It's men, too. And that really,
right.
I think that opened the door for more male victims to come forward. And I feel ashamed
mm-hmm.
and I feel embarrassed, you know, because there's some men that are raised that you don't hit a woman. So if a woman
right.
is wailing on you and beating on you, you know, then it's not right. And you can't defend yourself
mm-hmm.
because it's not your belief. You don't do that. You've been raised. Don't ever hit a woman. No matter
and you know
what
the bad thing about the bad thing about that is that you have a lot of women that do hit on men, right? They hit on men,
yep.
and as soon as the man pushes them, that's it. They go doing cartwheels, slam against the wall, call 911. Oh, he hit me! Look at the
mm-hmm.
bruise on my face, and his ass is going to jail. But she's been throwing fists. He's all scratched up, but she's got one little push, and she's going across the room talking about she's calling the police. I mean, it's just really, it's just unfair all the way around, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and I have to give a shout out to all the men out there that believe in now putting out your phones and filming, because I'm telling you now, it's almost what you have to do to prove
you
that
do.
This
you
chick
know,
is crazy.
Because the Me Too movement shouldn't just be for women. It should be for anyone that can relate to domestic violence, you know?
Whatever,
Me
yes.
Too should, be,
yeah.
should include everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, because she's so, you know, incredibly unbelievable, but there are people, like you said, there are people who still support her and still believe that she
right.
is, you know, telling the truth and she's a victim, which we know she's not. So next week, and I want everyone to tune in next week for sure, because we're going to tackle cults. We're going to tie, and we may be doing that as a part one and a part two because there's so many cults out there. Mm-hmm. Cult 45, for example, those that are still, you know, spewing the big lie that Trump is still president, which we know he's not. So I call that Cult 45, and Cult 45 goes hard for their leader with the evidence January 6th when they tried to storm the Capitol.
The only Cult 45 I know of is the Billy D. Williams.
No, I'm talking about not Cult 45, Cult 45, C-U-L-T,
okay.
Led by the Orange Cheeto himself.
You know they got a movie coming out now about that. There's a movie out.
Oh, gosh.
A bio about the whole, yeah. They've been talking about it on CNN all day.
That should be interesting.
Wow.
This bio is made from real video footage during Trump's administration.
Good.
Yeah, it's real footage that they didn't. That they were taking. They were being filmed, and the people that worked under the organization didn't know that they were being filmed.
A lot of hot water victims, suspects.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting.
They're actually using that footage in the trial, the January 6th trial.
They should. As they should, you know.
Right.
My biggest fear is that 2024, you know, this dude's knocking on the door, and I'm like, please, God, no. We can't do, you know, four more years of him. I'm sorry. We just, America won't be able to endure. We won't be able to take it.
I've been watching this genetic thing, and you ain't going to worry about that. He's going to be lucky if he ain't even in jail.
But, you know, like he said, he could walk down the streets of Chicago, shoot somebody, and his supporters would still love him. They would still support him. People would still vote for him.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you guys something. Biden better pull some shit out of his hat and try to get in there for another 4 years, because I'm telling you now, Trump is on some dumb shit. And because he has a lot of dumb supporters that are going to be Trumping with him, it can be either really tight, or if he ever gets in again, we are in so much freaking trouble.
Totally.
But it's all about the people. It's all about the people.
Mm-hmm. He's going to make folks pay for not voting for him, for not overturning the election. He's got an agenda, and it's not a good one.
Yeah.
And it's not America first. It's rich folks first. He didn't even pardon his supporters. They thought they were going to get pardoned. He was still president prior to that. He was still president. He still could have invoked his right to pardon, and he didn't. He didn't pardon anybody. Those idiots still went to jail. They're still standing trial now. They've got all of these charges against them.
Yeah.
And they really think that he's going to pardon them. It's not going to happen. He had that opportunity to pardon them, and he didn't.
Right.
He didn't pardon anyone.
Or he could only pardon a few at a time, or if that happened, if that indeed happened, you know?
But he didn't pardon any. And the thing is, when Ivanka testified, he's mad at Ivanka now. He was throwing his own daughter under the bus, talking smack on his own child, his own daughter, his favorite daughter at that. Well, I guess she was. I don't know if she's favorite now.
Yeah, they had her on CNN too.
Yeah, she said, you know, he didn't win. And she said she accepted the result. And Trump was like, she's brainwashed. How
and that is so bad.
It
right.
is. He makes himself look stupid. And, of course, the MyPillow guy, he is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, like, to the 12th hour. Whatever's wrong with that dude is no small thing.
What did I miss about MyPillow guy?
He's the one that... that was claiming that he had the proof that the elections were fraudulent. He had this big old massive festival that nobody went to, where he's supposed to show all this evidence. He showed nothing. 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 Zero. It was a bunch of coding
Fuck.
On a spreadsheet that only somebody who knows computer coding would understand. Everything was encrypted. Nothing made sense. It was all a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-mm.
Everything he has said has been a bunch of bullshit. And they just go running to Trump, kissing that ring. I'm just like, it's just so stupid. One of the women who was running, I forgot what her name was or for what state she was in, but she did a speech, and she was apologizing to Trump that she lost. And she told him that he's her president, he's her 40, her number 45, and her number 46. I'm like, she's delusional. Trump is not president. These idiots need to realize that. He is not president. They're making themselves look really, really, really stupid. And then Herschel
yeah.
Walker, dude is dumb as a box of rocks. There, I mean, there is no hope for him. None.
He's just trying to get a check.
There's no hope for him. If he gets in the Senate, we are doomed. So y'all better get your asses out and vote for Raphael Warnock because you don't want Herschel Walker in.
He's a broke football hero. That's what that is.
Yeah.
He's delusional.
He ran out of
money. He thinks by jumping on the Trump train, he's going to get money. And Trump, of course, will pay him. His organization will pay him. But it's such bullshit. Y'all need to vote for Raphael Warnock of Georgia because, one, he's been in the Senate this whole time doing a great, amazing job. And you don't want dumb and dumber with power. Because if Herschel gets in, Trump's behind Herschel. So he's going to be telling him what to do, what to vote on. It's
right.
crazy. And
we
the things
that.
That come, no. And the things that come out of this man's mouth are just ridiculous.
I saw one interview with him, and I just died.
So moving right along, I have a question for you guys. How do you
mm-hmm.
guys feel about the CDC urging parents to vaccinate the kids as young as 6 months old because it looks like they just approved this whole vaccine for babies? Like, how do you guys feel about that? I know we don't have babies at home, but we probably do have some grandkids out there somewhere.
I don't. But I think that's too young, personally. I think that's way too young.
I'm just not feeling the COVID thing anymore.
Is
this not over with?
No, COVID is still here.
No.
COVID is definitely still here.
It's still taking a phenomenally large death toll on a daily basis. It's just,
mm-hmm.
but it's dropping from what it was.
I think it's because I'm indoors mostly and I'm not out there at all, you know. 95% of the time I'm indoors. So I'm not out there like I was when it was at its highest. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. It's dropped dramatically, but it's still an astronomical an astronomical number of deaths on a daily basis.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And it includes
they don't play too much of that on the news.
It includes children now, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that's why
yeah.
they're pushing the vaccine for children.
For the babies, yeah, yeah. That is super sad. But
mm-hmm.
oh well. I can't
yeah.
say, I can't, you know what, I don't even mask up when I go out anymore. That's just to tell you how much
either.
I'm not in the loop.
I take mine with
it's like,
just in case, but I don't really use it. I haven't used it in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I don't have to. But it's crazy because when someone gets an earshot or when someone gets in my car and if they're coughing, my eyes are like this big, like, ah, shit. And I make them put on a mask and I wear my mask also because I don't play that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I'm gonna jump out there and join you too. I think I'm gonna definitely start doing that. I'm gonna have to do it just because it's either that or windows are gonna be down and we're gonna be hot as hell. But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna live, damn it.
That's right.
Life over everything.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a pause for the call, and we'll be right back after these messages.
All right, Ed.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Thanks for the warning.
Sorry. All
right. Who does that? Can I get a text message or something like that? Hey.
Just a number, or is love enough? And our counselor, our resident counselor, Michelle Bracco, did a video talking about this subject. So, George, roll it.
He's like, I wasn't ready for that either. But while he's getting that together, I have a message for you, music artists out there, because this is, I don't know what it is that's happening with these younger artists that are just out here rolling around shooting each other and killing each other and going up in the clubs and going up in studios and shooting and everybody's shooting and killing each other. This shit has really got to stop. Let me tell you guys something, because I just saw the whole news about Lil TJ, who was reportedly shot. He's out of surgery and he's doing a whole lot better. This was in New Jersey that this shooting took place. And this is the thing, guys, artists, especially you artists that are getting, like, all this new money and you don't know what to do with it. You know, first off, stop going back to your neighborhoods and going back to these places where you know you're going to have folks hating on you and somebody out to get you. Or stop putting yourself in positions where you know you've got haters. Like, I'm going to this club, and I know some people hate me, but I'm going up in there with my entourage, and ain't nobody going to do me nothing. Because I'm telling you guys, these people out here are freaking game, and they're coming after you, and they don't care what they do. It's been too many young artists getting killed within the last month or two, or three or four. It's been too many artists getting killed. And that's kind of like, you know, what's happening. You get this money, and all of a sudden, you're the shit. I can pop bottles. I can do what I want to do. I can go where I want to go. You really can't, and you shouldn't. You know, you want some candy from the candy store that was around the corner from where you grew up, send somebody to get your damn candy and bring it back. Because it's going to be some Pookie and Ray Rays out there that's going to be pissed off that you made it and they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, to say the very least, just chill out with all that, you know. Stay home. Find something to do with your money. Hey, look, reach out to me. I got some projects. I need some investors, okay? Put my own plug out there.
Right.
To tell one of those popping bottles, pop some money this way. Let's make some money together, damn it. But I think you're all cute up. George, so I'm going to let you run. Big on Michelle.
Hi, everyone. Counselor Michelle Bracco here, and I want to thank you for including me in the discussion of does age matter or is love enough? So let's talk about it. Is love enough? Well, they say love can conquer all, right? Right? If that was true, we wouldn't have such a high divorce rate. Let's be real. Love is great. Love can give you a feeling of euphoria and butterflies. And but when reality hits, we tend to forget about the love part.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Well, it can be a lot of things. And age can be one of them. People look at people that are married and there's a 20-year gap or a 10-year gap or a 15-year gap or whatever the gap is and say, Usually if it's a woman, younger woman married to an older man, they say, gold digger. If it's a older man married to a younger woman, well, they call him a cradle robber or sugar daddy or something along those lines. And then if an older woman gets a younger man, she's a cougar. Well, I can speak from experience that I have been with people who are around my same age, and I was married to a younger man. And my personal experience is it didn't work. But that is because he, unfortunately, was not mature for it. He thought he was ready for it. And a lot of people can think they're ready for it. But when you actually have to play that role, he wasn't ready for it. And unfortunately, it led to us splitting up, but we're still good friends. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't hold anything against anybody. You have to be understanding of a person beyond who they are or what they are. People had tragic pasts that mold them into the people that they are when you meet them. And age can be a big factor depending on how they grew up. Who were they around? What did they see? If younger people tend to be around nothing but more mature older people, they're going to have what people call them old soul, and they're going to act more mature sometimes. And then if older people tend to be around nothing but younger people, they're going to still think they're in their 20s and act accordingly. It's just a matter of mentality. Age truly is just a number. But when it's combined with mentality, that's where it comes more into play. And my honest opinion is that if someone is younger or older, but their mentality doesn't match their age, it can really be a struggle on the relationship. It might be fun in the beginning. Everybody loves everything in the beginning. We can deal with every idiosyncrasy. We can deal with the immaturity. Oh, so cute. But as time goes on, it's not so cute anymore. It starts to wear on the relationship. And then eventually it can fall apart. And this is where the love may come into play. If you really love somebody, you'll deal with it. But honestly, forcing yourself to stay in a relationship that may not be working, or you've tried to fix it and it hasn't improved, is toxic, plain and simple. And if the compatibility is no longer there, as hard as it may be, it might be time to just decide to walk away. And people may say, well, if you really love somebody, you'll stay. But there's also that saying of, if you really love somebody, you let them go. If they come back, it's real. If they don't, then it was meant to be, to go that way. There's so many opinions out there about how it should go, but this is what I say. This is what Counselor Michelle Bracco says. Evaluate yourself. Sit down and really think about it. Is the age a difference? Is the mentality the problem? Or is it something deeper? If you're in a relationship that isn't working, no matter how hard you've tried, if it's one-sided, if there's issues with substance abuse or domestic abuse, emotional, mental, any kind of abuse, if it's just not working and you've tried to communicate with your partner and nothing just seems to change, it might just be time to go your separate ways. And to be honest with you, that's having more love for somebody and love for yourself than staying when it's not working. Ultimately, it's your decision. You can get all the advice in the world. But if you don't listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, and really concentrate and do the pros and cons, you're going to end up losing yourself in a situation that is not going to benefit you. Not going to be a positive outcome. And in today's world, when there's so much going on, so much negativity, the last thing you need is to go home and have that negativity at home. So age can be a problem, but it can also be a great thing. Love can be a great thing, but not the only thing. Without a foundation, you don't have anything. And without a partner that's compatible with you, be it age or mentality, it's not going to be strong. Mm-hmm. You have to have a strong foundation. And communication is the key. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening. I hope this helped. Have a good night.
All right. I agree with her. Yeah. 100%. I totally agree. I think, too, not only mentality, but also maturity, because it is a known fact that women do mature faster than men. And a good example is, I would say, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher when they were together. That is a very big, big age gap that they had. And while they did love each other, it didn't work because at some point he wanted someone his age, which is why he's married Mila Kunis now. So it's, and that's why when I meet a guy, if he's younger than me, definitely, or if I meet a guy who doesn't have kids, immediately I am not even going to pursue anything with that person. Because one, at some point he might want to have children. And if I'm invested in a relationship and then he decides he wants to go off, have kids with somebody else and then try to come back to me, that's not going to happen.
Well,
you know,
it's either that or his two little homeboys are not working, you know, and he just decides, hey, look, I can't have any kids, you know, so that's the light at the end of his tunnel. But at the end of the day, you still have to look at the maturity level in all of this, too, because at the end of the day, he's never been your age, but you've been his age, and you know what his age is looking for. You know, even though they do love the fact that it's like, damn, she's at home, she's cooking, she's cleaning, she's doing my laundry, she got me covered. I ain't got to worry about a damn thing. She ain't going nowhere. She definitely ain't cheating on me. But he's out there doing his shit because at the end of the day, he's looking at that, you know, butterfly, let's go. You know, he like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to get it because that's what he likes. But it doesn't mean mm-hmm. that that's what he wants. He wants what he has right. at home, but he likes what he's getting in the club. So he's getting the best of both worlds. That shit ain't going to happen. That's just it. Not with me. I'll be over there looking mm-hmm. at the videos of Butterfly. And if he was better, he's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't beat him, join him, shit. And I ain't trying to join shit because at the end of the day, my knees ain't cut out like that no more.
Right.
That's it. I might go down and I come back up. I know it's a bad visual. I'm sorry, George. I'm sorry. TMI. I'm just saying, you know, in real talk, you know, it's all about a maturity thing, you know. And then, of course, you're a mess. That little baby don't need to be doing none of that shit. That's the problem now. You got some pickles out here. That would be thinking of some shit like, oh, shit, how old is she? Okay, so how long we got to wait? Or not. Like, no. But, yeah, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, that is true, though, you know. That is true.
Yeah. Well,
I think I've seen myself dating someone younger. Well, the twins' dad is younger than me. We'll see how well that worked out. But
first of all, George, I got to cut my sister off because we're supposed to be doing something about this. And we need to talk about this away from C because she ain't supposed to know what the plans are. But we need to have a conversation, okay, because for the love of CB is going to happen, people. I know we said it a couple months ago, and we were really supposed to start on this journey, you know. But every now and then she starts dating someone, and it's like, okay, let's see the shit is going to make it. It's going to fall apart. And if the shit falls apart, then we back to the bandwagon of for the love of CB. So we are going to really do this. We're going to initiate this shit. We got to. We got to find her some love.
I don't think she's made it a month with anybody.
Oh, I have not. Sad but true. I have not. It is sad.
Okay,
it
so
sad.
This is the thing because what is the real problem? You know, are we and of course, you know, the topic matter tonight is really a question that I think like you should really answer. You know, like really, you know, like what is it for you? You know,
I'm sorry,
you want the 50-year-old? Do you want the 50-year-old that looks like the 35-year-old and acts like the 35-year-old, or do you just want a 50-year-old that acts like a 50-year-old? Like, what is it that you're looking for? Because the 50-year-old is not going to give you the 35-year-old thing. Because, come on, with age comes some things that you have to be able to deal with. You have to settle for some things, sis. Some things we got to settle for. What things are you not going to settle for? And we're not talking about anything abusive. We're talking about, you know, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's picking up after him, whether it's whatever it is, what would you not just settle for? Like, what? What is the most important thing for you?
Take care of one.
And I do recall you saying he has to be able to pick me up. That was... Look, we talked about this, George. Okay, this ain't no baby show. This is an adult show, so we can say some things here. Okay, but her, I know her thing was one of those things, you know, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Stevie, you know, but... Let's talk a little bit deeper. Like, what is it? Because I know you got pet peeves galore. Like, a first strike, you're not getting in the door at all. See you later. Bye. Within, like, the first 24, 48, 72 hours?
Yeah, for the most part. I wouldn't say I'm picky. I would say that.
Yeah, I would say you're hella picky. Let's put another word in here.
I wouldn't say I'm picky.
Power.
No. I think I don't say I'm picky. I think I know, I don't know what I want, but I know what I don't want. I guess would probably be the best way to describe it. And I don't have a problem being with someone that's over 50. Like between, let's say, 45 to 55 would be a good age range.
Perfect age range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want someone that isn't clingy, because so far the guys that I've met have been like really clingy, and it's
No. Let me tell you what it is. You don't have just clingy guys. The guys that you have are sick. There's a freaking difference, man. You know, your stories are not stories of you know, oh, he just wanted to go out too much and I didn't want to. I don't know what you're doing on here before you even meet up with them, because whatever it is that you do before you meet with them is the problem.
I know. I don't know what it is. It's crazy, because when I engage in conversation with someone, say online, like tagged has been one of the online dating things that I've tried, and of course, Plenty of Fish, Oh Cupid, all those, Okay. There's so many of them out there, and it just shows you just how thirsty and just how desperate guys are. And it's sad. It's really, really, really sad.
Okay, so can we blame it on COVID and say that COVID just really had everyone behind closed doors, so people were just like, you know, online doing their thing and just probably meeting up somehow, but
I would definitely say so, because it's so weird how many lonely, pathetic, sad people there are out there, people who clearly don't love themselves. And it's really clear when you meet someone who clearly doesn't love themselves, who clearly has no love at all for themselves. And for me, that's a major turnoff, because if you don't love yourself, you definitely can't love someone else. You lack that capacity. So, so when you, you know, look at it from that aspect, it's like, well, shoot. What the heck? You know, what are you supposed to do? What else is there?
So are you saying that age matters or not? Does age matter to you or not?
Yeah. I don't want a kid.
It does. Right.
I want someone that's seasoned, like me. Like, I consider myself seasoned with many different
you're seasoned
flavors.
All right.
Yeah. And I want someone
What if your vision of a perfect mature adult happens to be 24 years old?
Ooh.
What happened? That's the same age as my children, so no. No.
I mean, I'm just saying.
The twins are 24.
I just thought that was a hypothetical number. No. That was a hypothetical number I just pulled out of the sky.
Okay, so let's do
that. I use that number to make a point based on what you just said.
Let's go to 35.
Yeah, make that one make sense.
35, 40, because our age range is 45 to 55. So let's just go 35, 40.
Okay. So
What if
your idea of perfectly mature, you know, of what you think they should be, what if that guy shows up and he's 34 years old?
Well, 34 and can't have no kids and very mature, then maybe he has a chance. No?
My thing is, they may say that they don't want kids.
Okay,
right,
what if
now,
they can't have any?
But this is
what I'm saying. They can't have any. They can't have any kids. Their homeboys are not working. Right.
I mean, I guess it'd be different, but I've been with a guy where it doesn't work, and he lied and said that, you know, he could rock my world, but he was erectile dysfunction to the 12th power. Talk about a limp noodle. That was spaghetti. Yeah, that part.
Okay, so there is a lot happening in the world like that today, and of course, age has a lot to do with that. But at 35, if you have a problem like that, then there's a real that's a real problem.
Yeah.
Because that's really supposed to be happening, like, in your 45, 50s and up, and, you know, that age range, like, okay, baby, what's happening? What do we need to do? Because that's up for conversation. That's not up for dumpage. You don't leave somebody because of that. Because at the end of the day, you might end up with the man of your life, of your dreams, and 6 months later, he winds up in an accident, and he can't, and none of that shit works. Then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be able to deal with certain things, you know?
No. Well, in that, what I think...
No, George, right?
If I meet you...
She'd be like, he's got to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if we're already in a relationship, if it happens during the relationship, I wouldn't dip out because of that. But if we're just now meeting, you know you have this issue. I've expressed to you that I like sex. And, you know, we're adults. There's no shame in my game. I like sex. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people like sex, you know. Sex is a beautiful thing, you know. Not everybody does it, but everybody should, you know.
Right.
So if you know that you've met someone who has expressed to you, yeah, sex is great, when you know you can't have sex.
Right.
Not the conventional way. You can have oral sex, okay, but you can't have
all that's got to be worked out. All of that would just have to be worked out. Like, look, we can work on something, but all that oral stuff ain't that. Nah. How many figures you got? I'm just saying. It's a real
Yeah, but I mean, that's all that he could offer. You know, there's no penetration, you know, unless he put on a dildo. Now, if he's willing to put on a dildo, maybe we get back, you know. But, you know, but when you meet someone.
They got surgical procedures for that. He can get
for
the
real?
Pump. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He can get a button. He can get a pump. Remember the Nike Air Jordans? They had a little pump on the tongue. You pump them up. And the air comes in, pumps up your soles and your shoes. They got
so
a pump.
So they have that for a pee? Wow.
Yep. It goes right on your hip.
So does that mean that the thing is just hard all the time? This is some stuff that, you know, this is questions we have. Like, I don't know these things. Like,
that's not nothing for me to research.
They got a pump for that.
Wow.
Okay.
With the exception of that guy, every other guy I've met has been satisfying. With the exception of the guy who was like, who was my booty call. But other than that, you know.
You said that like it's a long list of them. I'm like, dang.
No, I can count on both hands how many partners I've had. So I'm not out there hoeing.
Well, the question is, does that count over the last 3 months or the last 10 years?
The last 50 years. I haven't been with a lot of guys. I haven't. I'd like to, no. but no, on a serious note, I think that
somewhere really deep down in CB's brain cells, I wish I was a man. Had she been a man?
I do, because a guy can whip it out anywhere and the whole world is his toilet. We have
okay,
to
Okay, but check this out. Check this out. Pause right there. Pause right there. You listen to what you just said. Guys can just whip it out anywhere. You would be that guy that would have erectile dysfunction. Then what?
Well, it doesn't stop them from using the bathroom. I'm talking about using the bathroom. They can whip that out anywhere because the whole world is a toilet. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were just talking about just, like, you know, him being so free that he could just, like, you know, stick his shit anywhere. But no, if he has
ED,
then
no, I'm talking about the bathroom. I envy men because they can whip it out anywhere and use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. They can be driving and pull out the large, the extra large McDonald's cup and just go at it.
Yeah. We not so lucky. We got to get the plan.
Let me tell you something. Okay, so my brother is going to kill me for this one, but my younger brother had a situation at the airport one year, and it was really, really crazy because he couldn't get on the flight because he was drinking too much, and he done cursed out everybody, so I had to leave the studio, go pick him up at the airport. So he got in the car. He was really escorted by the police out of the airport, so I had to pick him up at the sidewalk. His bag, which crazy, it's really a crazy story, but, you know, my brother, hey, that looks good.
It is
Smirnoff
Ice Watermelon Mimosa.
Oh, that has to be so good. You have to tell me how that tastes because that looks good. Are you about to pop that bottle?
I haven't opened it yet.
Okay, well, you're going to pop that bottle. You're going to tell me how that tastes. That looks like it tastes really good. And it's a screw-off.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to take it to the head.
And she's going for, we just rewind on Mimi's segment of Mimi's drink. And it's good.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
Phoebe's got some stuff going on. Okay,
so
back to my
phone. All right. So, Crystal, I got something for you.
Wait, I wasn't finished with my story.
All right. I just want to throw this up, and you can go back to your story. But she's got all butthurt, because we've talked about this two or three times, and she's all butthurt about the fact that men can whip it out anywhere and just go to the bathroom. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Women can too.
What is that? What is that?
Can we get Stevie and the boys put on it?
Hello.
No, that is freaking crazy. Who wants to do that as a woman? Can you see my little pretty ass now on the side of the road?
I wish you
I'm telling you, they're all over the place. There's all kinds of.
So you know what? I think that works for truck driver women. You know.
And you want to hear? You want to hear the funny part is? Guess where you can get them from?
Where?
Amazon.
Oh wow! What is it called?
They sell them on Amazon. Just go online and Google female urine tool.
Oh.
And you will come up with hundreds of them. All different kinds.
You know what? That's a part of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
I can do
I mean,
it too.
I'm just saying.
The Me Too movement.
There you go.
Why
look,
the hell
Me
would
too.
You do it movement? Either one.
That is serious, though. That is
that's
serious.
Like, that's
got
to be our, that right there is our what the fuck moment. That's our WTF moment right
let
there.
Me tell you something. I think that Stevie, you and I should purchase one, and we should really test it.
I agree. We should.
And that's a story for another, you know, a subject matter for another day. Like, look, you know, we're talking about we want equality. Let's see if the strip works.
We do.
Let's start there.
Yeah, let us whip it out anywhere. You'll see all these women just whipping it out in the alley, just pissing in the hat.
They got some that you put on and wear all the time. It's like shorts.
No
you
way.
Just whip
you
it out.
How?
Unzip your pants and whip it out.
No, that's some nasty shit.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah, because you know, the guys, they're going to take a piece of toilet paper and nip the top of their shit. For the women, that shit is going to be in the tube. All in the tube.
Yeah.
Ain't no wiping because it's in the tube. So eventually you take five pisses and you're walking around smelling like a piss box. Hell nah. That's a nasty shit.
Because I got to tell you, some of these old ladies who are wearing Depends, you know, when, because, you know, I take the elderly during the week. So they get in the car. You can smell that stuff. You can smell urine when they get in the car. And I'm like, so can't you change that? You know, like, what the hell? So
right.
I kind of think twice on that one. Because I'm prissy. I like to smell good and all that good stuff. And I would just
feel
self-conscious.
Yeah, that's two things not happening.
If I knew I had a tube of piss on me every day, I couldn't do that. I totally couldn't do that.
Well, you can go right online and get yourself an SL1500.
Wow.
But look, no. That's SL, no, they got numbers to the shit. No, that's not going to happen. I think I renege on that, CB. I might not be able to purchase it. That's not going to happen.
I don't think I could do it.
That's something you
got to
wash. You got to wash it, the hot water wash.
That's disgusting.
No.
Yeah, I can't do that one. Heck no. Oh, no.
You just said you want to be able to pee outside.
Yeah, but
that's not sanitary.
Yeah, you can whip it on any, but that's not sanitary. That's disgusting.
Because where are you going to keep that after you're pissing it when you're outside? Where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Clean it out.
You rinse it in the sink?
You rinse it where? The point of using it, if you're pissing outside, is so you don't have to be going to a bathroom. So what sink are you going to wash it in? No, are you going to put that
in
the bathroom?
So put it in a Ziploc bag, and as soon as you get to some water, wash it.
But you're not peeing just one time. You might pee a couple times. You might be on a road trip.
Right.
And you're using this funky thing. Okay, you know what? All right.
But damn it.
Well, let me...
You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
I can't.
You asked for it. I showed it to you. Now you don't want it.
Nah.
Just like a woman.
Yeah.
Like
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't. I can't do that one, player.
That's why we're women. And you know what? I forgot what the motto of the story was that I started talking about with my brother, but it has something to do with. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me finish the story right quick. So he gets in my car and he gets in the back seat because, you know, I actually had to take an Uber to go get him. We're both in the back seat, and he decided that he wants to pee. He was drunk as hell, and he did one of these things where he puts both his knees on the chair. He's facing towards the back glass, and he pees in a McDonald's cup, and he just rolled down the window and threw it backwards. And I was just like, we're going to get stopped. The Uber driver didn't know what to do with us. He was like, just take us to the studio. I'm sorry. I will pay you extra. I felt so bad. I was so embarrassed. I was like, you know what? Never again when he's drunk can I be in a car with him, because he will whip that shit out. He will pee in a McDonald's cup in 2 seconds or any cup he has. Or he might just get out the car and pee right in front of folks. He's that one. So, yeah. But, you know, the thing about that is just men can just do that anywhere, and we just can't. We would get so busted. I would get busted for sure. I'd definitely go to jail.
Yeah.
It's like the chick is on the side of the road, and she's on the passenger side. But I could just imagine the police pulling up. Like, what are you doing on the passenger side of your car? So I had to pee. And that's the toilet paper in the bush right there because I had to wipe. Yeah, no, I get it for littering. I get it for all kinds of things. So, no, not going to work. No, we don't want that. Not at all.
Wow.
You're killing me.
CB, your Beagle folks are really quiet tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're very quiet tonight.
Well, because they're not on.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
I forgot to charge the other phone. Well, I forgot to charge the other phone.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when I tried to turn it on,
like,
I had no power. I was like, oops.
You have your religious people that are there on Wednesdays, and I know what's going to happen next week. They're going to all show up like, what happened last week?
I know.
I forgot to charge my phone, guys. But we're here.
Yeah. And that's another thing I want to thank our loyal viewers for, you know, sticking with us.
They're
going to
be with us.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, very grateful to everyone for rocking with us.
George.
These last 2 years.
Yes.
George, does age matter or is love enough?
Age, in my opinion, age doesn't matter to a certain extent.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, it's real simple. You can't be 30 and trying to get with a 17-year-old.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, you know.
Unless you want to be a babysitter.
I'm not condoning. I refuse to condone jailbait.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
But at your age, what do you think the limit, what would the limit be at your age? What would the limit be for you if you were, like, to do younger? And I know that you're married and we're giving all respect to your wife because we ain't trying to start no shit. But I'm just saying, yes, at your age, where do you think the limit goes, like?
At 12.
12?
What?
You have to understand me. Everybody under the age of 30 is 12 to me. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 19, 11, 12, 31.
What?
Everybody 30 and under is 12.
Okay.
I don't do 12.
And that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I don't do 12. Yeah. I can't even associate with 12.
No.
You can't
even
be my homeboy
so,
if you're you can't be my homeboy or my homegirl if you're 12.
Yeah. Because we have, you know, at our age, we have that whole 10-year window of 45 to 55 because we're right there stuck in the middle somewhere. So all I'm thinking on is, okay, my daughter is 32. And if she's thinking, okay, you know what, mommy, I can do 35, 40, what the hell am I doing with a 35-year-old? Like, his ass better be 45 and above. Because all I'm thinking on is, if my daughter and my son would be with somebody around that age, 10-year age range, what the hell am I doing with somebody in their age range? You know?
Right.
Somebody that we're looking at, you know, if my daughter was pretty, because, you know, she's gay and boyish, but if she was pretty looking, they'll be looking at her instead of looking at me, and I'll be like, we got a phone problem. It's like, look, I got with Mimi, but did you all see her daughter though? We ain't having that. Nah, that's not. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
You don't want to be part of the mother-daughter team?
No, I ain't trying that shit, not at all. No. That a mother-daughter team is what ruined my relationship with my son's father, and I thank them for it all the time because he was on a mission, honey. Yeah, he was messing around with a 17-year-old, and the 17-year-old found out that he was messing around with the mother, too, and that's how the phone call came to the house. You know, like, who are you? I'm like, wait a minute, sweetheart, who are you? Because we are engaged, and I'm having a baby in about a month, and that shit turned ugly real fast. I just found out that he was dating my mother and now you and I'm pregnant and, that shit went south.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Wherever he put his hat was his own. He wore a lot of hats.
Wow.
There weren't enough condoms on the island for that player. But, yeah.
Man.
So he had no age range. Like 17
apparently
and
not.
Mama. Let's go for the mama and the daughter.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I guess it can happen, but it ain't happening over here. But what you got, George? You're about to bring something on. Hey. Hey, that's a long song. Don't play that whole damn song.
This is like the longest intro in the history of music.
Yes, it is.
And while it's coming in, just tell me how long it is when it gets to the vocals. Bang.
Yeah, now I'm curious. We're gonna see just how long it takes you for the vocals start.
For real?
You're at a minute and a half right now.
Oh, hell nah. The industry would have been like, can you just get his ass out my office? Label him. Get that ass out. Today? Are we going to hear your voice on the stage? Maybe you have the instrumental, George.
I know, right? That's what I was checking to see.
You have the instrumental. You know.
Yeah, I would say that had to be that. Instrumental, that part.
Yeah, but everybody would understand what that is.
Okay, there's the actual. The actual song's only that song that I don't know what the hell it was. I pulled up because what I pulled up, it was 11 and a half minutes long.
Oh hell nah.
But the actual song's only 7 minutes long, which is still long.
Which is very long.
Yeah. Very long.
So let's see how long that intro actually is.
Half of the damn time.
I know, right? It'd only be 3.5 minutes if it wasn't for the intro, huh?
Hey. You gotta love it, though, for real, because it's so nice. It's so smooth.
So I'm guessing it's going to be about a minute and a half. Be coming up here pretty soon.
Okay, it's coming on this one. It's coming on this one. Okay, the next round. The next bar.
Negative. Another video of the instrumental. Oh.
There you go.
2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes.
I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he led his hat was gone. Only the left was alone.
Yes. That is so smooth. You gotta love it.
Yeah. But that's crazy. Is 2 minutes, exactly 2 minutes, that intro. Well, actually, exactly 1 minute and 57 seconds. But you might as well call it 2 minutes.
Yes, that is something that has to, that is a track that had to be made by a artist that had already made it. Because if you had to walk in to the label with that track right there talking about, I need y'all to listen to this, within the first minute, they would have been like, you got to walk out of here. Nobody's listening to that shit.
Not back then, though. That was 1972.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, back then, you know, back then they listened to everything, all 10 minutes of the shit. I'm like, okay, we got a hit. Not today. Don't nobody have no patience. They already tell you, you got a requirement. First of all, submit
right.
5 songs, and they all need to be under 3 minutes. Period. And they're gonna only listen to the first one up until the hook, and then they're on to the next song, and they're off to the next song, and they're off to the next song. And if they don't like it, they can cut the shit off. I'd be like, okay, yeah, you sound good. You know, step outside. Let's talk to your management team. Yeah.
And you want to hear something crazy?
No.
Sure.
That did not even make the top 10 list for songs with the longest intros.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it didn't even make the top 10 list.
Okay, so at this point I want to hear, what are the top 10?
They're all rock and roll songs. Number 10 is the Eagles, Hotel California. 8, Metallica 1. I mean, number 9, Metallica 1. Number 8, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Number 7, Led Zeppelin, Tifa 1. Number 6, Iron Maiden, Fear of the Dark. Number 5, Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Number 4, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Number 3, Yanni, The Storm. Number 2, Boston, Foreplay, Long Time. And number 1, Dream Theater, In the Presence of Enemies.
Oh, wow.
All for the longest intros. Top 10 songs for the longest intros.
I know at least about 6 of those artists. Man, I love those artists back in the day. I love them all. Anything back in the day, I love.
And them and that and Temptations was 2 minutes long, so I'm afraid to even know how long these are. Well, Metallica 1, I know that song, and Paradise City, I know that song too. I never realized their intros were that long though.
Yeah, that's way too much. But like I said, even back then, if you had already made it, you can get away with doing whatever the hell you want to do. Because the thing about it is that when you're doing concerts,
right,
as soon as you start that intro, everybody's going crazy. So if you hold that intro for 5, 6, 7 minutes, you already got everybody so wired up that by the time you start singing, it's a whole different vibe all the way across the board.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize Paradise City had a long intro like that, though. Guns N' Roses.
Well, we know that the songs of today aren't long like that. Like, you're enjoying a song, and it's over.
The song of the day is almost over at the time that Temptation song just
started. Right. Right. That's right. That's all right.
Because the songs today are like 3 minutes or under. 2 minutes.
Yeah. People's attention spans aren't that long anymore.
No. And the thing about it is that even with these artists going into the labels, if they don't like what you look like from the get-go, like if you don't have a really nice personality and they feel like, oh, my God, this person is awesome, what a fresh breath of air, they're going to give you, you have such little time inside of that office. So it's like they need to like you. So you're not getting nowhere. Take that shit independently. Try to get on a tour.
Well, next week we have another fire hot topic, which is going to be really good. We're going to tackle the topic of cults. And there are so many cults out there. So it's going to be part one. And the question we're posing is, why are so many people willing to be sheep? And by that, I mean, why are so many people willing to follow? Because sheep will follow you no matter what. They'll follow you off a cliff. They can watch all the other sheep fall off the cliff, and they would still go off the cliff. That's what sheep do. They follow, blindly follow the shepherd. And so many people are willing to be sheep. It's really crazy. Like, a good example, on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, he had a segment where this one guy, and I forgot his name, but he went to a Trump rally, and he was interviewing some Trump supporters. And the one guy was like, he was wearing a hat. And then he was teasing, he was like, so everybody else isn't wearing a hat, so you're going to take your hat off? And he was like, well, no, I'm not a sheep. And then he looked and he was like, well, maybe I should take it off. And he was like, but you're not a sheep, right? So it boggles your mind how people think. One of the biggest tragedies, I would say, to date would be the Jonestown massacre, where everyone drank the Kool-Aid, which is where the phrase comes from, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid, or don't believe the Kool-Aid, or whatever, don't trust the Kool-Aid. And it comes from that because he had poison in the Kool-Aid and everyone died. There are some who survived who didn't take the Kool-Aid, but very few and far between. And those that tried to run got shot. So not too many people survived the Jonestown massacre, but there are some that did live to tell the tale. So we're going to talk about that next week as well. So everyone, be prepared for an intense conversation on cults, because what the sad part is that they are alive and kicking today.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to talk about and to and it'll be interesting to hear, you know, what our listeners have to say about it, because, you know, it really is a thing. And
so
that's why on our promotions, it says sheep, because so many people are willing to be sheep. And that's basically what you are, is a sheep. When you blindly follow someone without checking, without doing your research, you just blindly follow them. Like with the election, Trump is blindly telling people, I won. There's so many election fraud, you know, all this bullcrap, when it wasn't. Arizona was counted, man, 3 or 4 times, I believe. And in no instances did they come up with any fraud. And it was just, it was so ridiculous. And today they still are trying to push that big lie. And that big lie got people killed on January 6th. And that big lie is emboldening people to be crazy. You know, these QAnon people, like, make that make sense. Craziness. You know, and the list goes on. So we're going to tackle those subjects next week. So it's going to be very interesting. I look forward to hearing what people have to say and people's opinions on that, because that is heavy and it's scary because it's going on now. And
well,
there's so many, 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 many cults.
Mm-hmm. On a security note, I'm ready to get a bunker and put that shit in an island and get my Indiana boys. And we take our asses to the island whenever we're ready.
Yeah, because it's like,
and while folks are going crazy up here.
Yeah.
We're down in the island trying to keep you on the boys from the freaking beach.
Right. Because, I mean, you feel like it's coming to that, you know? This world has changed since we were kids in the 80s, you know, coming up. Things, it's different now. You know,
you guys can't
really
tell me that
I
you guys have not been thinking. You guys can't tell me that you guys haven't been thinking about bunkers and safety and what happens if something really big happens and what the hell you're gonna go. Somebody,
I've thought about
I'm definitely thinking
but
about
I'm
it.
Not put a plan
like
into
this.
Action. Yeah, I don't have a
George,
plan.
I ain't going. I already thought about it. I done already said where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go in my living room and sit my ass right the fuck down. Because the only thing I got to worry about is if they drop a nuke above the city. But anything outside
right.
of a nuke, I ain't worried about it because there ain't no military running up in my neighborhood. I ain't worried about that part at all. They are not going to make it through the neighborhood. I don't care if they got tanks or what they got. They are not making it through my neighborhood. Ain't happening.
You must be in the replica of a Crenshaw.
I'm telling you, hanging around here on 4th of July or the New Year's Eve.
Whew.
All you got to do is be here one time. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here.
Right.
I'm in a perfect spot. I'm surrounded
right,
by
right,
protection.
Right.
I'm completely
yeah.
surrounded by threat protection yeah. on all sides.
Yeah.
I'm dreading the 4th of July because people get crazy on the 4th.
I'm telling you.
They're already starting to pop around here, and it's not even
Slick, Slick Rick said it. Look, when it comes to my neighborhood, Slick Rick said it best. Rat-a-tat-tat and all the bullets scattered. Yeah. Telling you.
Yeah.
And let Putin get a bright idea over here. Let this mug turn into a red dawn. Them parachutes better not come down in this neighborhood. They're going to have a problem.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. That's crazy as hell.
Wow.
I think the Wolverines was tough, boy. Drop your ass in the vineyards.
Yeah.
On 39th Street. Shoot. They'd be calling that plane
that's
back. Hilarious. Hey, come back. Shoot. Yes, sir. I live in a heavily armed neighborhood. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay.
When a task force comes to get somebody, when a task force comes to get somebody out of house and they give up, you know something ain't right.
Right.
Crystal, you were saying?
So we have 5 minutes. It's been real, it's been fun, and it's been real fun, but sadly, our time is done. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. And I know that we're going to probably spend the last 3 minutes listening to BTS. So,
You know me well.
Thank God it's only 3 minutes. Thank God there's no temptation.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my gosh, right. So guys, it's been as always, it's always a pleasure. You know, sometimes we start out a little shaky, but once we get on the bandwagon, it's a go, you know. And we definitely miss Roger tonight. You know, Roger's doing his thing. He's been working really hard lately, so we've been dragging him to get on the show so he can do his little time. But sometimes, you know, it just, look, with any of us, you know, if something is calling, honey, and we got to do something else, that's what we got to do. We just got to support one another. So, Roger, we miss you. And hopefully you'll be with us next week. And to our listening audience, thank you so much for listening in. Whoever tuned in, thank you so much on all our platforms. And we will see you on next week. One love and God bless.
All right.
Peace, love. And hair grease.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
I got the hair grease for you because you over there with a bald head. You can do the peace and love, honey. I got the grease for you. I got the grease over here going on.
Yeah, baby. Get that Mr. Clean going on.
Yes, honey. So he ain't got no grease on that, honey. He be sweating the dead. I got all the little oil over here. I got a little bit of oil for you right there in that corner.
I gotta get my stuff done.
Is that oil or edges?
Like I feel like a broccoli with my hair like this.
It's a little oil. What's that?
Is that? I look like broccoli with my hair like this.
Yeah, mine is poof too. See, the only
actually, with your hair like that, you look like Aunt Wanda.
Uh-oh.
I do not.
My background would have to be. My background would have to be white.
I was just over her house
the
day.
My hair.
And she was wearing her hairstyle like that. That's why I said that.
Yeah, I'm getting my
blood
out.
The white. If I have a white background, then you can see the poof. But I got a whole little poof accent going on too, sis. You're not the only one with the curly hair.
Well, I think it looks good. I think yours looks good. I look like
and
that
I
one.
Love yours because yours is tight curl. You got the Shirley Temple curls for real, for real.
Yeah, I know, and I hate them. I hate them.
That's okay, but at least look. First of all, we can't even complain because at least we have the opportunity to have it curly when we want it curly and straight when we want it straight. And a lot of people don't have that opportunity or they don't have that blessing. So don't complain before that shit goes straight and you'd be like, I can't get it curly anymore. We can't never be satisfied with what we got.
That's all right.
Yeah.
If you ask, what's his name? Good Lord, I can't think of his name. Our other guest that we have all the time that comes on the show.
Who, Amon Ra?
Yeah. She's gonna know who I'm talking about as soon as I say it. If you ask him, though, she looks like Chaka Khan.
Oh, God. Freddie. Good Lord.
Freddie.
Well, for some odd reason, he thinks that. Don't know why. But he's not the first person that told me that, and I thought they were blind, too. Anyway.
You know what? You do resemble Chaka Khan a little bit. Look at y'all right there. Ooh.
Oh, God. I do not.
Yes. You really do, but that's a hell of a compliment, though. I've never seen it like that until just now.
Yeah,
damn,
I think that's
CD.
A compliment. Gorgeous, and I look nothing like that. But
well, you know what?
I don't.
Whatever.
I
do.
I guess.
Time is up.
Everyone, thank you so
love
you
all there, Lisa.
Everyone, thank you so much for rocking with us tonight. You've been listening to Stevie and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation. Hopefully you got motivated, conversated, and inspired. We come to you every Wednesday on our same platforms, Block Talk Radio. Don't forget to go to iHeartRadio as well as Apple Podcasts. Like us. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel, like us, and subscribe. And you can always, always, always converse with us on our website at www.stevieandtheboys.org. Drop us a line and just know that when we respond, it's really us. It's not a bot. So you can reach out to us with confidence and knowing that you're going to talk to us. Anyway, thank you, guys. We appreciate you, and we will see you next week when we tackle the topic of cults. So you don't want to miss that. So to take us home, as always, we have BTS. And shout out to BTS, who are about to take a much-deserved break. Proud of you guys. So we're going to end with their latest song, For You. And here's BTS, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
괜찮을 바랬던 방법을 이제 네가 있는 여기 It's a new home turn 언제든 돌아올 테니까 baby don't you worry 우리가 걷는 이 길이 모두 다 길이 될 테니 oh.
If I never met you 우리의 합 잊지 못할 모든 순간 All night 봄날을 책임져준 flower 덕분에 I doubt now 위로해준 너에게 무수한 말 그게 날 만든 거야 그래 넌 나의 젊음 또 나의 청춘 로마운 밤 내 자랑 내 천국도 love
저 방이 깜깜했지
깜깜했지
그 사이 난 두개비 정말 그대 속상이야 참 함께 임해 우린 빛나자